Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSIP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 here on the Powell County Sports Network. And again, Ken, be the last show, I guess, of the year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, last one of 2022.
Yeah, we're not going to be broadcasting. We won't be broadcasting next Wednesday, which is the 28th. So we won't be doing that one. So next time you'll hear us will be January, maybe the 4th, I believe. It'll be
that's
the next
correct.
Wednesday date. So
yes.
Back with you after the New Year. So that being said, we'd like to send our thoughts and prayers out to the family and the folks surrounding B.B. King, who passed away today. Again, I'd like to send the prayers out to those family. Again, he was now the head coach of Breathitt County basketball and had been the head coach at Knott County for years and well-known, one of the more successful players when he played in the region and has passed away today. So, again, send our thoughts and prayers out to his family and all the players that have played for him and knew him well and all the, you know, the basketball families here in this region that knew him well. So, again, send our thoughts and prayers out to him.
Long career.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knew him, knew of his name, his reputation, an outstanding coach, has been for decades for that matter. Definitely be missed, especially Breathitt County.
Yeah, and then, you know, they were trying to build another regional championship and with a really talented team. So, again, thoughts and prayers to those guys. They'll have to now kind of retool, if you will, on the coaching staff. Not sure what direction they'll go, but I'm sure somebody was already in place in case something did happen. Everybody kind of knew he's been sick for several years. Tough fight for that gentleman. So he fought hard and did what he loved doing, which was coaching basketball. So he'll be missed. Also, if you're a Reds fan, Tom Browning, Mr. Perfect, the perfect game for the Reds, only one in their history in 1988, threw a perfect game. And Tom Browning passed away at the age of 62. So, yeah, I'm a Reds fan. That's why I kind of mentioned it. So, that's out there.
Yeah, you know, if you follow the Reds, you know, especially even going back decades when he was actually playing, yeah. You know, they were strong then, strong contenders, great pitching staff. I mean, endless number of pitchers that Cincinnati's had just haven't been able to put it completely together.
Yeah, won a World Series there in 1990. That was with Eric Davis and that group. Had a good pitching staff, Nasty Boys, and all those guys came around a couple years later. I think he wound up finishing his career out in maybe the last season he had in 95, maybe or 96 in Kansas City. But again, great career there. Cincinnati's in the Reds Hall of Fame. Left-handed pitcher at front and lived in Kentucky. So just all around a good guy. So again, if you're a Reds fan, again, thoughts out to the, you know, the Reds group. And I know he was always around the Hall of Fame, and he would kind of talk to you anytime he saw you. So one of the good ones there at the ballpark if you go up to see him. So that's out there as well. Baseball news, throw this out there real quick. Carlos Correa, who had agreed to terms last week with the San Francisco Giants. Something didn't match up with the medicals from San Francisco and him and his agent. So he's now a member of the Mets. So that was off yesterday afternoon, and by 3 o'clock this morning, he was a New York Met.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Just even the contract that he was being offered was like 13 years, 350 in San Francisco.
13, 350 in San Francisco, wound up 12 and 315. 315, somewhere in that neighborhood. So $35 million less to sign with New York. And now, wow, the Mets have maybe surpassed the Yankees in the talent level and definitely the dollar amount. Over $300 million for this year's is going to be this year's salary.
It's hard to even fathom. You and I were kind of talking before we got on air. It's hard to wrap your head around the money and where the money comes from, the fact that these players are making millions of dollars per week, per game, especially a pitcher.
Pitcher, you know, they're going to make Justin Verlander sign, at $43 million per season, or maybe I'm off on the number.
That's about right, for 2 years.
For 2 years, and if he gets 43 starts in, that's $1 million per start. I mean, that's...
It's not bad money.
Not bad money. You know, the position players maybe get a little bit less money per game than the pitchers do, but we know now it's pretty much all about pitching, it seems like. So unless you're Aaron Judge, you get a big deal, or Carlos Gray. The numbers are going up in baseball. So the players, the last time they had that little, you know, last year with the little strike, with the lockout, they won. Or the money wouldn't be there.
Yeah, and the money is across the board. Any number of teams are going out in free agency and spending in order to try and, again, bring that World Series home.
Yeah, so San Francisco tried to sign one of those big-name free agents. They were in on Aaron Judge. He went back to the Yankees. Thought they had Correa. And since he signed, so has another shortstop, Dansby Swanson, and Rondon, who pitched for the Giants last year, can maybe sign both those two players for less than what they had in Correa. And would probably been better off, and probably would have done something like that had they not been able to sign him, or thought they had him signed. So it's just kind of bad news for the Giants going forward. So
yeah, the GM better be making a lot of phone calls to close in that gap, right? I mean, trying to seal that deal on those guys.
You just wonder what exactly happened. If that was more of a Correa wanting out, or if it was a Giant deal that they didn't want to go that long, and with a medical concern that they had, whatever it was, the Mets were not concerned.
Well, we've talked about this when it comes to California, especially with their taxes. At that point, that $350 billion that he was going to have, the taxes are going to eat him up. So, therefore, what he was going to be getting per season, it's going to be a lot less than...
It's probably still the same money.
Probably pretty close, at least in New York.
AAV around $35 million, so it's not too bad. Again, these guys, I'm sure they work year-round. I'm not going to say they deserve their money, but... They're paid well. We'll just leave
too,
it at that.
Too well in many respects.
We'll leave it there. Now we'll get back to the local news. Again, we're going to have the Powell County Middle School boys group in tonight, which they are made some history as the first team to win all three levels of the district tournament. So we'll talk to Coach Crow and some of the players about that feat here. We'll talk about those guys probably in the next segment. Some of those guys I think are pulling in right now. And before we do that, though, we got to cover our basketball high school at boys and girls. So first we'll start with the boys.
Yeah, so we will look at the boys. Had a tough loss Monday night against Wolf County. Unfortunately for them, the Pirates didn't necessarily show up to play like I thought they would, especially against a Wolf County team. Wolf County came in at 3-4. The Pirates were 4-5. I don't know if they just overlooked them. I don't know if they weren't prepared. But the game that we saw the Pirates play against Lee County, impressive game all around. Probably the best game that we've seen them play in a couple of years, honestly. At that point, I thought, wow, if we could have this team do that, they could almost be unstoppable. But then they fell against Prestonsburg 87-69, and then they followed up that with a loss against Wolf County 66-47. Wasn't a lot of defense. Wolf County shot 57% from the field. The Pirates only shot 32%, but shot 35% from three-point range. So the Pirates shot more threes, hit a higher percent of threes. I think they actually shot 27 twos and 29 threes, I think is what it was. But, again, only hit 30%. They have five of their eight threes in the first quarter and then kind of trickled off from there. But didn't play defense, didn't crash the boards, weren't the team that we had seen, you know, prior against that Lee County team. Yeah. They're off until December the 30th.
Well, they got some things that they got to work on for sure. Yeah. Again, when I looked at the matchups, I thought Wolf County was a better match just because of their size inside. And I think when you look at those two teams, you're talking about Lee County and Wolf County. Wolf County's got size that Lee County doesn't.
Right.
Lee County is also down two starters. So going forward, and I'm not knocking the way they played against Lee County at all, but they were down – Jack Fox, who we played, another player was injured in the first half.
Morris.
And since then, another player has gone down for Lee County, so they're kind of a shell of themselves at what they started out with.
Right.
Wolf County, on the other hand, just had gone overtime with Breathitt County, who is one of the most talented teams in the 14th. So they're better than what people give them credit for. And I think Robert Scott came in with a really good game plan against us just to get the ball inside, and he dominated the game on the inside. And just Palcati just couldn't find a way to score, especially on the inside, which they did really well against Lee County.
Correct. I think, if anything, for me, the issue becomes effort. I didn't see the effort there. I get that Skylar Ritchie, you know, is probably 6'5 or so. You know,
he's bigger than that.
He probably is.
Yeah.
But still, all right, I'll give you the height advantage that he has. He went to his left a lot. But to me, the effort wasn't necessarily there that we saw against Lee County in that particular game. If you put forth the effort, you're blocking out and you're getting rebounds, you're potentially not going to stop Ritchie. I'll give you that. But you can stop everybody else and say, we didn't even close out on threes.
Yeah.
Again, a couple of times they're getting a rebound, they're going on a fast break, and we're just at half court just sitting there kind of trailing back.
They did keep their leading scorer down below his average, but they let a player who is not their leading scorer and probably not their best player dominate the game. And that was a problem that we had. And I'm not knocking our kids. I think they were probably frustrated and just didn't know how to maybe score over top of Mr. Ritchie on the inside. But they got to figure those things out, because they're going to be playing more teams with size, and we'll have those matchup problems again. So unless you can figure it out, you're going to keep doing the same things over and over. So boys have got a lot to look at after that good win at Lee. It's been a little bit downhill slide again, so hopefully they'll have it all figured out before we get to the new year.
Let's hope so. Again, the Pirates at 4-6 on the season. On December the 30th, they travel to Knott County Central. January 2nd, they're at Estill County for the Kentucky 2A Championship Sectional Tournament.
First round.
So that will be on the Estill County Sports Network again, January 2nd. Yep. And then January 6th will be our next broadcast, where the Pirates will be playing host to Owsley County in a boys-girls doubleheader.
And that should be an interesting matchup on both sides of that one. That's just kind of going to decide kind of where you're going to be. I think a couple games in, you kind of figure it out pretty quick. Again, the Estill County game is not a seed game. That's just a extra game with Estill. That's a 2A championship.
Right.
It is a 2A championship, but you're playing the first round
at
Estill. So that being said, we'll take a look at the girls, who have had a little bit better week than the boys.
Yeah, actually, the girls coming in with a record of 6-4. They played in the Mike Bromagen tournament over in Bath County. Started Monday. They ended up defeating Raceland 60-45, a nice 15-point win for the Lady Pirates. And then they played Bath County, lost to Bath County by 8 points. However, they lost to the same Bath County team by 24 points.
Last week.
So, to me, huge improvement. And then they get a nice win today over Carroll County, 65-60. So they go 2 out of 3 out of the tournament, lose to Bath County by 8, who you lost to by 24. I think that's a great tournament for the Lady Pirates. I like what Coach Rob Marion and Roger Townsend, you know, what they are actually doing with this team. And the girls are buying into it and playing really well right now. Again, 6-4 on the season, to go 2 out of 3 in that tournament. Nice win for the Lady Pirates.
Yeah, what I like about it, too, is with their short bench, we've talked about it before, with their short bench, and you go play 2 out of 3 at a tough tournament. And I know they trailed game 1 by 15 the first half, came back and just played really well in the second. That was the first game. In the second game against Bath, I know that, you know, who knows how they're called, but, you know, had a chance to win. But even losing, like you said, losing by 8 after they lost here by 24, much improvement. And I think there's only one player, that didn't play. That's Trinity Romans. Didn't play the first time and played the second, but it shows you the depth that we have or have to use. When Trinity is in, we're much better offensively. And I think it shows, if you're a player or two off, what kind of a difference it can make. So I think everybody was back for that game yesterday, and then today, again, another good win. So nice job, Lady Pirates.
Yeah, and the fact that we don't have height, and they're using that speed and quickness to get up and down the floor. Yeah. Again, a nice job, especially to be sitting at 6-4. I'm not so sure that if I went back and looked at the schedule, I would think that they would be at 6-4 at this point.
I don't think, but I would have predicted that.
Yeah, and to me, again, you're already kind of pushing the envelope and pushing beyond what you should have been. Their next game is January the 2nd at Estill County. Again, that's a doubleheader. And then January the 6th, where they'll play the doubleheader again against Owsley County. So back-to-back district opponents, but the January 2nd game is for the 2A.
I will ask this then. So the girls and boys both will play Estill for the 2A. If somebody can message me, or if either one of those two, the girls game is a 2A game, or is it going to be a District C game? So I'm not.
Both those
are 2A?
Well, no, I won't say that. Let me look and see here. They play them. Well, they'll play them three times. It doesn't necessarily say that it's 2A, but yet it's the same night.
I would assume then that it's a 2A.
And it's just not recorded, you know.
Okay. Because I know all the schools are playing in the 2A. Powell and Esther are both in that same region. Again, you know, softball will play Greenup County. Actually, Powell and Esther are on different districts same district, different sides of the bracket. So
right.
We are in the same one, but it's just different sides. So we'll play Greenup in softball. And I'm not sure who baseball plays, but same thing in the spring with 2A. So we'll see how that goes. And again, the upcoming games you said will be the 2nd and then the 6th.
Great. 2nd at Estill and the 6th at home versus Owsley.
So we'll have the 6th game here on WSKV. The 2nd will be on ECSN side.
Still be on the radio.
But it'll still be right here on WSKV. Yep. You can see that also on the NFHS app, as you can see most Powell County boys and girls games on the NFHS app. So I guess that kind of concludes that version. So we'll step away, take a couple breaks here, and have the middle school basketball team come in.
You're listening to WSKV 104.9, Pickup Country, serving Powell, Estill, Montgomery, Clark, Lee, Bath, Menifee, Owsley, and Wolf counties.
ProTech Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live, and we'll be joined here shortly with 2022-23 Powell County Middle School basketball team, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, who have competed, I guess, the first time ever, a sweep of the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade district tournament, right?
That's correct, as far as we know.
As far as we know. Though this is Coach Josh Crow, and it is a switch. Powell County used to be in the Bluegrass Conference for years.
Right.
And now go back to what is your district now?
We just play in the 56th district tournament, or 56th district. We don't really have a conference we're in. We'd switched to what was called a Red River Conference for a while, and that kind of fell apart. So now we're just scheduling whoever wants to play and play them.
So it's basically the same for Estill, Owsley, and Lee?
Owsley and Lee, yes. I think Estill were. I think they got into a conference this year. They weren't previously in a conference, but I'm not. I think they may have went back to the Bluegrass Conference.
Okay. Now, is your season over, or do y'all continue to play through February?
We try to get our games in before December, or before Christmas break, the best we can. That way, when we're done, we can kind of just sit back and watch the high school team play. But this year, we had a 10-day break where we were out for flu, and so we had three of those games to make up, and we had a couple more games already scheduled on the schedule for after Christmas break. So I think we've got five games left, and then the 7th and 8th grade are going to the state tournament to play in it.
Now, what are those dates?
Ooh, that's a good question. January, I've got it here somewhere. 7th grade is the last weekend of January, and then I think the 8th grade is either the first or second weekend of February.
So it's really a good thing then you had a few games extra to play so you can stay a little bit sharp.
Yeah.
So comparatively speaking, when does the middle school season start compared to the high school?
We start playing games the last week of October. So we begin, we start conditioning and getting ready when school starts.
2 months earlier than, right, you start season?
Right.
Yeah. So the girls, they pretty much end up in October. You guys run through, start in October, end up in basically December, January.
Right, yeah. Okay. A little bit of an overlap there.
Yeah.
So at this point, how long have you been coaching the middle school team on this run here with them, and is seeing the progress of the classmates, obviously the sixth graders, you've seen them progress all the way up to eighth graders as far as the continuity of the teams?
Right. I've been in and out of the middle school a little bit over the last several years. Actually, I took a break when Zeke, my oldest son, I came into coaching in 2003 at the middle school. I coached for several years, then I got out when Zeke was born, and then when Luke was born, my youngest. And then I came back. Actually, Alan Martin, high school coach, asked me to come back when he got the head coach at the middle school, which was when our current seniors were eighth graders and our juniors were seventh graders. Yeah. So that's when I came back. So I got to be a part of those guys when they were at the middle school, and then I've been there ever since. When Alan left, that's when I took over at the middle school.
And obviously you played as well. Right. So as far as like the game that you played then compared to the way that you were even coached, the way that the makeup of the team, any differences really, or you think there's just been that steady continuity? You know, even going back to when you played.
There's probably a little bit of difference. The game today is a lot faster, or at least I like it to be faster. We played fast and we pressed a lot when I played. And so I've kind of taken that. I think it's fun to coach that way. The players enjoy playing that way. And we found success playing that way. So we play fast, just pressing the whole game, man-to-man defense, forcing the other team to turn the ball over and get sped up, and then run down and shoot layups as much as we can. So
it's an easier way to score.
It is, yeah. But we've also gotten really good when we have to go half court, of playing a half court game too when we have to, because sometimes you have to switch it up depending on who you're playing. You can't always go man to man the whole game. Save some legs. We can't. Sometimes we had to back out of the press a little bit if it's just not working. So these teams have been very good at being adaptable and changing up to what we need to do for the game plan. And so, but when we can, we want to just go out and wear teams down. So, and we condition and we work in the preseason to get ready for that.
So, share with us your records so far this year for both, all three groups, if you want.
All three teams. So, the eighth grade right now is sitting at 19-2. The seventh grade's 21-0. And our sixth grade group is 16-5.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Across the board.
I don't know that I could, if I'm thinking back, I don't know of a team that has had all three groups being as successful as what you guys are doing. We see a group that maybe the eighth graders are really good, maybe the sixth and seventh are a little bit weaker.
Right.
But all three groups, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was the same last year, too. The freshman group we had last year, we came in with them, and they were used to playing a different style of ball, and so we had to make the decision if we were going to stick with what we wanted to do with them or let them continue playing the way they had kind of come up playing. And so we just made a decision they're going to play the way we want to play. And they started off they actually went on a six-game losing streak, and I thought, oh, no, maybe we need to go back to what they're used to. But we just kept grinding it out, and they ended up, I think they ended up winning 18 games last year and only losing 8, the freshman group we have now. And then again, our 7th grade group, which was 6th graders last year, they went 23-0 last year.
So they haven't figured out how to lose yet?
Not yet, but we don't want to think just, about that.
right, but yeah.
It is important that you figure it out at some point on how important it is to win. I've seen teams go before undefeated, then all of a sudden they lose, and it's like a landslide. It just right. snowballs into a bunch of losses because you don't know what hit you yet.
Yeah, it's the same with the 8th grade. They've won a lot of games. They lost two tough games. We lost to Clark County, which has got an incredible 8th grade team. I think it's basically their freshman team as well. But and then we lost the heartbreaker at Estill the night before we played in district tournament. So we made that up, though, at district tournament. So it was a little bittersweet there.
Sometimes you can get that loss, and that just fuels you, right?
Yeah, and I think it did. I think these guys, that hurt a little bit, and they went in there the next day and took care of business. We were hoping to get Estill in the championship game, so we did and took care of business. Colton hit us a big free throw to win the game, which was a really big, really big shot for him.
So we figured out the free throws are already important, right?
Oh, yeah. And and we're not real good at them. We've worked on them. Our percentages have gotten a little better over the season, but still something we need to improve upon.
Well, sure. If you want to get talked about negatively, shoot poor free throws, and we'll sure talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe yeah. not so much at this level. When they get to the high school level, you know, at that point it's going to get a little bit tougher.
I know what this guy thinks.
Yeah, it's very important. I took it very serious, and it meant a lot to me. Yeah. So,
I mean, I know what Josh. Trust me, I know what he thinks about free throws. Oh, I don't care what level it is; they're big.
They're all important, but I'll give a pass at the lower grade than I will at the higher grade.
I understand. Yeah. So tell us who else you got with your coaches and who's going to be talking about your 6th graders here.
One of our assistant coaches, Lee Jett, he couldn't make it tonight. He had a family get-together that he had to go to. But our 6th grade coach is Mikey Bowen, and so we'll bring him over to help to share a little bit about what's going on with the 6th grade and what he's done with them. And then Kobe Cook, he's been helping us out as well at all levels. So it's been nice to have a little bit of a younger guy in here. He brings on some things when I'm trying to – in game situations, trying to figure out what we need to do, what we need to change up, whatever. He doesn't care to step in and give some ideas. And it's been nice to have that fresh mind.
And he actually missed some of his middle school experiences, so it's good to get him back down there, right?
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Mikey, we'll get you in here. We'll talk about this 6th grade group. We'll roll back up and talk to Josh again in a minute. Another former player. Yeah, it makes me feel old because I had the pleasure of working with both these guys when they were in high school. Not as much with Mikey was in with Josh, but Mikey was, you were, what, a year ahead of?
I'm behind Josh.
I'm going a different direction now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
Behind me,
yeah. Yeah, that's there you go. So when you came up again, you played more of a post position. Does that help that Josh is a guard, you're more of a post when you were playing at a younger age?
Yeah, it helps a little bit. I can coach a little bit of both a little bit, and Josh knows more about the guard play, and it kind of works together.
I mean, it always helps to have different viewpoints on if you want to work with these kids coming forward. 6th graders, tell us who you got back here and a little bit about your season.
We got Jaden Adams, and then Jax Briscoe and Jake Kincaid. They all start on the team, and they all really improved through the year from when they started. I was a little bit worried about them starting out, and we got, you know, more players on the team too.
How difficult is it at that 6th grade level when you have players that are coming in from different coaches, and now you're trying to blend them into a single team at that point? Obviously, it had to be really difficult in order to get them all on the same page.
Yeah, at this age, a lot of this group, you know, they didn't play a lot of basketball, so starting out this season, you know, it was kind of all new for them. We had a boy named Cooper Dickens. He's big into baseball, and he just kind of took on the basketball, and he's really improved through the season. And Luke Rose, he's made big strides through the season. He's played football, so he's a little behind schedule coming into basketball. So they've all proved good.
So as far as Peterson, we talked about that a lot here on the show. How many years you guys got to play any kind of little league ball at all?
A while. At least 5 years.
You played for five, or you haven't played for five?
I played for five. That's about it. Because I took like 2 years off to play baseball.
Okay. Now, I know COVID kind of put a dent in some of their scheduling, too, for the last couple of years. So, it makes it hard. So, this is probably a refresher year for some of the guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. COVID took a big part of, you know, the season off, two seasons. Yeah. So, they had to get back into basketball shape and form and learn how to play the game, really.
So, have you had a lot of fun coaching with these guys?
Oh, yeah. They're a joy to coach. They try hard. That's all that matters.
So what got you involved coming in back into coaching then? What was kind of the draw for you?
I'm going to try to build a program here and start with middle school, so hopefully we can teach them the right way to play so when they get to the high school level, we can hopefully go to RUP one day.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's been done before.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can do it again. Again, I think it's so important that we get the building block in. If you get the building block established, work your way up to the fundamentals, and I know these guys are going to work hard on that. You got to start there when you're with these guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Sixth, seventh, and eighth, that's when you really learn, I feel like, to play the game. And then once you get to high school, you either know it or you don't. It's time to get, you know, win or lose.
That's about as good as you can say right there.
Well, and we've talked about this as well, just the game IQ has to increase, and even Josh making the thing with Kobe, having a player that's just come out of that to give you that different perspective to help these kids along in order to continue to build upon that program.
Yeah, any help we can get, you know, is good.
Yeah, I think it helps too, though. Like, I know Alan wants a little bit of part of all the program and wants to help out anywhere he can go. We've talked about that before. He's got his hands in a little bit of everything, which I think is huge as a head coach. But he lets you all do your own thing as well, right?
Yeah. Josh is really the one. He's the man. He takes control of everything that we do down there. So Josh is the biggest part of it.
Josh and I have talked a lot about coaching in the past. So we'll talk a little bit more maybe in a few minutes. But we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll get some of these guys. I'll let you introduce them when we come back here. So we'll take a break here on PCSN Live. Be right back with the players.
104.9 FM, WSKB.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Thank you for making WSKB FM your station for the holidays. Merry Christmas.
The Appalachian Wireless Holiday Sale is going on now. Appalachian Wireless has a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright from now till the end of the year. Visit us in store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale on all the hottest devices. Every phone is on sale while supplies last, with savings of up to $729 off the iPhone 14 with qualifying purchase. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
All right, welcome back here to PCSN Live. And I guess we got a winner on who goes first, right? Pull that mic down closer to your face, and we'll let Mike get it. Now, tell us who you are.
Jake Kincaid.
We got Jake Kincaid in here. Now, this year, how many years of basketball have you played, Jake?
A while. I can't tell you how much. Just a while.
Just a while. So, you got any other sports you play besides basketball?
Football and soccer and baseball.
Got a favorite?
Football.
It's my three questions. Go ahead.
So we're talking with sixth graders, right?
We are.
Just making sure. Okay, so what is it about basketball that kind of drew you in that you decided you wanted to go out and even play for the middle school?
That it just was fun. It was aggressive, and I like to play it. It just seemed fun.
What position do you play?
Post.
Do you shoot well with your left hand?
No.
Guess what your homework is?
Shoot with my left hand.
That's exactly right. That goes for all of you all. I don't know if y'all were at the game against Wolf County, but they had a player that's a right-hander, shot left-handed probably 90% of the time, because everybody expects everybody to go right. So if you can go left, including dribbling, if you can go left, you're going to put yourself in a better position, not only as an individual, but collectively as a team.
Is your favorite part offense or defense?
Offense.
All right.
Are you a scorer?
Not that much, but I score a little bit.
Okay. Work hard on the boards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah, Mikey's taught you how to block out, right?
Yeah.
As long as you know how to block out, we're good. Real quick, so we get everybody in. You got anybody listening to you want to give a shout out to that's here or outside or anything?
Nope.
Nobody?
Nope.
Seriously?
Yeah, because I get made fun of if I did.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Who'd make fun of you?
My mom.
She would? Well, we're going to give mom a shout out then. How about if we do that? We'll do it for you.
Is she driving?
No clue.
No clue? Who brought you?
My mom.
Oh, okay. She just dropped you off, let you can walk back home?
Yep, probably.
Well, you're that far to walk. It's just a couple miles. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of these guys will probably give you a ride if you need it.
Yeah, so if you see a guy with a UK sweatshirt walking home in a moment, just pick him up, take him up the road a little bit.
All right, who else? who's going to be your next teammate? We'll you can introduce them.
Jaden Adams.
No, yeah. Jackson Briscoe.
No.
Okay. All right, apparently it's Jaden Adams.
See, you wouldn't go first, so now you're going third. Yeah. Tell us who you are again.
Jaden Adams.
Yeah. I got the luck of your coach, your dad, I think, when he was in middle school. He was about your age. Sad. Scary. Yeah.
Sorry, it happens. All right, so what position do you play?
Point guard.
Point guard. All right, and how long have you been playing at this point?
Like 5 years, something around that.
Yeah.
Do you play any other sports?
Football.
You got a favorite?
Basketball.
Okay. Can you play rings around your dad already?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I like the answer. Oh, yeah. Love the confidence, too.
So if John's, you're listening to me.
You provoked that, didn't you?
I did. Right.
All right, so as far as going back to the beginning of your season, what was your outlook of the season as far as what kind of success did y'all think you would have?
I was hoping to just get better and do good, and really, I didn't really know if we were going to win districts or not until we did. I'm happy that we did, so.
Who did you guys play in your district championship game?
Lee County.
Lee County, were they pretty good?
Yes.
How bad did you beat them?
I think it was by like 12.
It's a pretty good margin. Yeah, it was a good defensive battle or better offensive game?
Pretty sure it was sort of an even down the middle. We did good offense and we played pretty good defense.
Defense wins championships, right?
That's what they say.
That's what I think, anyway.
Agreed. So, obviously, successful season for yourselves then, and what's the outlook going forward now after the holiday break?
Keep practicing. For me, I'm trying to go to the park more so I can play basketball whenever. I'm trying to get better at it. I need to work a little bit on my shot because I can't make as many. My dribbling I do really good with, I think. So I'm just trying to work on my shot.
You know, point guard has a couple of roles. Sometimes they can be really good shooters, or sometimes they're just good passers. Just set everything up, right?
Yep.
I like the fact that you recognize what you need to work on. So kudos to you that, you know, you at least recognize that in a way that you can improve yourself individually. So that's great.
One small bit of advice. Don't go out Friday during the day and practice your basketball a whole lot. It's going to be too cold.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, who's your other teammate? Who you want to introduce next?
Wait, but you got any shout-outs to
anybody? Oh, my apologies.
Not really.
Okay.
Right. Really? Right. Well, not even to mom and dad?
No.
Well, okay.
That's all right. We'll shout-out to mom and dad.
Yeah. Hey, Jax.
You're next. All right. Easy question. Who are you?
My name is Jax Briscoe.
I like the way he talks.
All right. What position you play?
I play shooting guard.
Okay. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for at least 5 to 6 years.
Play any other sports?
I play baseball, and I used to play soccer.
Got a favorite? I guess basketball is your favorite?
Baseball.
Baseball is your favorite. One of them guys.
Yes. I'm one of those guys.
I understand.
He's one of those guys.
I mean, hey, it's probably hard to find a bunch of guys that aren't baseball guys around here. There's a lot of good ones.
Right? True. So as far as your season, individually, how would you say from where you started the season to where you are now as far as your actual game?
I think that I've improved very good from the start because I had just came out of only playing 1 year of Little League, and I just thought I've improved, like, with my left and dribbling and passing and all that.
Yeah, what good things you got to say about Coach Bowen? Does he do a pretty good job, you all?
Yeah, he does really good at coaching us. He taught all of us how to block out a whole lot better. We really needed that.
Yeah, it's a big deal if you want to rebound, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we get him to go up to the high school just maybe for one practice and see if he can help those guys out?
We'll see.
There you go. All right, we'll see.
They might need some help.
They might.
Yeah. You got anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
I want to shout-out my mom and dad.
See, he wasn't afraid to give anybody a shout-out. So do you like you rather shoot threes or twos?
Threes.
Yeah. You don't shoot threes?
Try not to.
At that level, right?
At that level, yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it.
I say otherwise.
Yeah. So his first shot when you go out and warm up is the three, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're half court.
Either one.
Did you make any of those half court shots this year?
I made a couple.
Okay. As long as you make a couple, it's getting better, right?
So we didn't ask anybody this. You have a favorite NBA player?
I like Larry Bird. I know he's not playing right now, but I really like him.
Yeah. He was a good one.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, he didn't jump very high, but he could sure shoot.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll get these seventh graders in there. I know their coach. We'll maybe use Kobe. Maybe introduce these guys if you want to. Can Kobe say anything? He's a real talkative guy, this cook gentleman is.
Introduce the seventh grader?
Yeah, go ahead. Introduce yourself first. We've got Kobe working with these guys, so tell us about you.
Ain't really much. I've wanted to get back into coaching, especially with my little brother coming up. Just trying to get him into giving some more experience, especially when we work at the house and stuff like that.
You think it helps? The head, y'all play a lot of heads-up basketball, one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
You think it helps him to play against you?
Yeah, if he'd actually do it on the floor.
Well, I'm just saying, most of the time when you see a younger brother play against the older brother, the younger brother a lot of times turns out better because he can't practice against anybody that's that much better than what they're going to play against. So the game is easier a lot of times for those players.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, what's it meant to you this year working with these guys, the head coaches and the coaches?
A lot. This bunch is going to be very special. They're going to, especially when they get up in the high school, they're really going to turn heads.
All right. So you get to be a part of that. So now you want to tell us who are these seventh graders are. We'll get some of these guys in to talk about us.
We got Brady Skidmore, Connor Morkson, and Carter Poe.
All right.
Luke Crow, my bad.
All right, who's all first? Right.
Who wants to step up?
I just looked at you.
All right, go ahead and tell us who you are again.
Brady Skidmore.
Brady Skidmore. So, how many years you been playing?
About 7 or 8 years.
So, this is you're one of the guys that's undefeated as far as middle school ball.
Yeah, right? Since last year, we've been undefeated. Yeah. 43 now.
That's impressive.
That's pretty stout, dude.
Yeah.
So, Who do you give all your credit for, as far as your skill level is concerned?
I don't know.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Just a hard worker?
There you go. Have the coaches helped you a lot? Or
yeah, a lot.
Position do you play?
Power forward.
All right. You're the leading rebounder?
Yeah, 31 rebounds in the championship game.
That's awesome.
There you go. Now, of those 31 rebounds, did you get any of your missed shots?
No, it was most Connors or Luke's.
So you're the garbage man.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Did you pile up some points after getting those rebounds on the offensive
side? About 10 or 10.
All right. That's how you got to get it done.
Yeah. That is how you get it done.
They throw it up. You go get it.
Some of them could have been passes, right?
Yeah.
Off the glass? Pass off the glass, off the rim? Do you play any other sports?
Football.
Okay. You have a favorite?
Football.
What position do you play there?
Quarterback.
Are you going to be starting here in the next couple of years for the high school?
I hope.
Yeah, we're kind of short in that position, I do believe, now, right?
Yeah.
A little thin.
A little thin. So, what have you got looking forward to us here? I think a state championship coming up, state tournament coming up. That'll be, you said, January?
January 27th.
Yep. So, where has that been played?
I think KSCB, right?
In Lexington?
KCB. I don't know.
Down there in Lexington somewhere, right?
Yeah, you're on track. Yeah. That's all right.
It's no biggie. All right, I'll let you introduce.
Here, let me ask you this real quick. Sorry. What? So y'all are undefeated,
yeah,
and have been since you started sixth grade. So what do you think has been the biggest part for you all to continue to be successful? Like, how have you been successful to keep getting those victories? What do you think the key to that is?
I think my guard's making their shots, to be honest.
Okay.
Or you getting the rebounds on their misses.
Yeah.
Either one. You got anybody you want to give a shout out to?
My mom and my dad.
Yeah. All right. Now call out your teammate you want to bring up.
Connor.
All right. Tell us who you are, sir.
My name's Connor Morgeson.
All right. Position?
Shooting guard and point guard.
All right.
You have a favorite? Do you prefer to be the point or the shooter?
Prefer to be the point, but shooting guard's all right.
Yeah, sometimes the point guard can be a shooter.
Yeah, I'd call myself a shooter.
Okay. It's good to have some shooters. As long as you got two or three shooters, you're good, right?
Yeah, that's one of the main roles of our team, of why we're so successful, is because of shooting the ball and how well we just work as a team. And just all around, our defense has gotten really good since our sixth grade year all the way leading up to our seventh grade year. I think we've improved more in defense than we have offense.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Crow said earlier about getting layups on your steals. Do you get a lot of layups throughout the game because of your defense?
Yeah, we usually press a lot, and that's really our style of gameplay, is just a fast pace on offense and just pushing the ball. Also, just on defense, just really putting pressure on the ball and just getting a lot of steals in the backcourt and just laying it up.
Yeah, easiest way to score is in transition. Yeah. I've always felt that way, too. So you have to score off defense on that. So I give you all credit for that.
Play any other sports?
Yeah, I play football and baseball. But obviously basketball is going to be number one for me.
Basketball is number one for you?
Yeah.
All right. You got any colleges you'd like to follow to watch and see what they do?
No, but I mean, I just watch what ESPN shows and like the highlights and everything. But, me personally, I don't like Kentucky basketball that much because I just think that their team just falling apart. But
this year, you might be right.
If I do watch Kentucky basketball, it's got to be in like the later years of Kentucky basketball, like Willie Cauley-Stein and teams like that.
Yeah, I understand that. So you'll pretty much watch any game that's on?
Just turn on the sports channel and just turn on the ESPN.
I'm with you on that. Okay, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my mom and dad and my nana and papa. And I also want to give a shout out to God for always being there for me.
Perfect. Amen to that.
You're the man. All right, give me that next teammate up.
Luke Crow.
All right, Luke, how you doing?
Good.
So, how many years you been playing?
All my life.
Yeah, had basketball since you was a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
What position you play?
Point guard.
Any other sports?
Baseball and soccer.
Your favorite?
Basketball.
Uh-huh. What's your dad's favorite? No, I'm sorry. Who is your dad over here, by the way? Is it Josh?
Yeah, coach.
Yeah. Does he have a favorite sport?
Basketball.
Yeah, I figured so. That helps, right?
Yes.
So as far as like your dad being the coach, is how difficult or how nice is that?
I like it because he pushes me harder than anybody else on the team.
And you can take that pressure?
Mm-hmm.
So is it more instructional or even constructive criticism?
I don't know.
Does it yell a lot?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when he has to, exactly. All coaches have to at some point.
Yeah, he's the guy I would think would talk more and tell you what you're doing more. He'll yell if he gets a little bit upset, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I think he is. Do you think it's harder for him to coach you than the other guys?
No, not really.
No? We'll ask him that question here in a minute, too. But I know as coaching my own before, it's hard. It's hard on the coach. It's sometimes hard on the player because sometimes players think the coaches give their kid the advantage. You've earned your spot, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, there you go.
So as far as the season, with the record that you all have, what would you say part of that key is, and what can you all continue to do to get better?
Teamwork. Teamwork is the key to our victories.
Are you all good friends off the floor, or just...
Yes.
See, I think that probably has a big thing to do with you guys being undefeated. Is that where you all get along off the floor as well? Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
I agree. Yeah. Yep, you're right.
You got anybody else you want to give a shout out to?
Mom and Dad.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll let you go with that then. All right, who else? You got any more 7th grade teammates, or are you the last one?
I'm the last one.
All right, the last of the 7th graders. We'll go ahead and step away for another break here. We'll come back with the 8th graders here after the break on PCSN Live.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events and their academics, at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at WSKV FM.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with David Ken, and we are again joined by now the 8th grade Pirates, again also district champions, district tournament champions. So
yes.
Tell us what we got on the mic now.
I am Carter Poe.
And your position?
I play wing.
Play any other sports?
Yeah. I play baseball and golf. I'm thinking about next year maybe playing soccer for conditioning reasons, but I don't know about that yet.
Now, soccer and golf would kind of conflict
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I would have level, to right? I would have to not play golf for a sport. I'd have to just play it on my whenever I had a chance.
You might be able to work it out where you play both. I don't know.
I think my golf coach would let that happen, but I don't know if I'd have the time.
I got you. It's possible. Again, one thing about golf, I will say about that sport, that is something that you can play the rest of your life and
yes.
and never have a problem doing that. It's also a sport you can play and sometimes get away with playing other sports.
Yeah.
So it's just think about that one.
Do you have a favorite?
Definitely baseball. I've definitely been like that the most.
What position you play there?
I play everywhere on the field.
Anywhere they need you, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you this question since you're a golfer also. Does golf help your baseball swing, or does baseball help your golf swing?
Neither actually help the other, I don't feel
you
like.
You don't think?
I feel like once you differentiate the two, they don't have an effect on each other. Okay. But it does take time to differentiate the two.
That's See, an excellent answer.
It was
that's
awesome.
That's exactly an awesome answer.
Distinguished answers, right? I guess.
And what you said is true, in my opinion.
Well, I have seen kids do better with their swings after playing golf than I have seen them come back to play golf.
It does sometimes.
That's the only thing I think it's a difference is sometimes your golf swing might, or your baseball swing may improve, not your golf swing.
Definitely not your golf swing.
No, baseball screws that up bad.
So as far as your season, kind of talk us through it a little bit from where you all started and where you are now and how you all have been able to find success.
From the beginning of the season, we started right back where we left off, I feel like. I feel like we might have actually been better with the work some of us have put in and where Colton played up towards the end of the year. I feel like that helped him a lot there. But I feel like we've really grown as teammates through the year, too. I feel like we've became more of a family.
Again, that helps. More, better you get along off the floor, easier it is to play together on the floor.
Yes.
Yep. You got anybody you want to give a big shout-out to that's out there listening to?
Ooh, I want to shout-out my dad for bringing me here. He's missing family event. We both are. We'll be there in a little bit, I think.
Just miss a little while the family event, right?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the family letting you do that. Yeah. Y'all taking the time.
They're probably all listening to you right now.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. If not, shame on them, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So what are your expectations going forward then for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, I really just want to compete in state. I think we can, and I think we can go pretty far in it, but it's going to take work.
Are you excited to get that over, or are you excited about your upcoming baseball season?
I'm excited for both, really. Yeah. I mean, I want
to... Well, here's my thing. The closer you get to the end of basketball season, the closer you get to starting baseball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the way it is. It's just you're there, right?
Yes.
Any high school baseball ahead of you this year, or do you just play middle school?
I think I'm going to play high school this year.
Wish you good luck and hope to see you on the field then.
Yeah, thanks. Right,
so who's your other teammate you want to introduce?
I think TJ wants to go next.
He looks anxious.
He does. He looks really excited.
All right, tell us who you are.
TJ Strange.
All right. Positions?
I play big man.
Any other sports?
Baseball and football.
Have a favorite?
Football.
What position you play there?
Running back.
I would have guessed running back. I had to guess one. Defensively, you play linebacker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy call.
You're exactly right. So how long have you been playing basketball?
Like 8 or 9 years.
What's your favorite thing to do as far as post up, defend, shoot, what?
I like to just defend.
See, he'll be one of my favorites going forward then. I like a defensive player. They're very selfless usually.
You're exactly right. So how would you describe the season that you all have had so far and the success?
We've done pretty good. We have a lot of communication going on and a lot of good just working together and all that.
So as far as when you all first started conditioning to where you are now, did you see this type of success coming for you all?
Not really. We started off kind of a little rough and got really good toward the end.
What would you think that kind of brought that all together then?
Just everybody started putting in work and paying attention a lot more and actually wanting to succeed and all that.
So you do think that hard work and effort helps you to succeed, right?
Teamwork and all that, yeah.
Yeah, I want you to make sure you say that so the high school guys are listening. Maybe they can take heed to that. Maybe they can listen to the middle school guys instead of listening to themselves.
Maybe they could. There's definitely some lessons to be learned in all of these conversations, that's for sure.
We don't mind to call people out.
No.
So you guys are already ahead of the game. If you're talking, the way you guys are talking, you're already ahead of the game. That means mountains in the future if you'll keep it that way.
Yeah, just continue to stay together and work together individually and as a team, and great things will happen, as you all have already proven.
Yeah. You want to give shout outs you want to give to anybody?
My mom and dad.
Are they out here listening, or just?
I think my mom is.
All right.
And my dad.
By the way, we'd like to thank all the parents for getting these guys up here anytime, because it takes those parents to get y'all to the games and practices and all that good stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some good shout outs now.
All right, do we have any other teammates?
Colton Cook.
He don't look like a teammate, does he? He looks bigger than these guys. All right, tell us who you are.
Colton Cook.
All right, and you beat your brother, Kobe, a few times, one-on-one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's normally how it always goes.
So are you saying that he lets you win, or are you taking it from him?
No, I've taken it from him.
Okay.
Really, the roles have changed since, you know, he's got out of high school and I've grown up. So
he told you all, he showed you all the skills and helped you improve that, and now you turned it against him?
Yeah, a little bit, but I feel like I've learned a lot of my own too.
So what position do you play?
The five. I've always played the five.
Any other sports?
No, just basketball.
So did you learn that? Well, I mean, ask you, this is two different ways here. Your brother decided to go ahead and skip, I guess, his eighth grade year, right? So did you think you learned from him doing that, or was that beneficial to you stay down?
I don't know. I feel like Like, I feel like it was a good choice, me staying down for, like, and just playing up at the end of the season than skipping my 8th grade year.
After I think he was misused, I would agree with what you were just saying, because I don't think he was handled correctly when he did come up.
Agreed. That, if there's one player that we talk about, it's probably his 4 years at the high school level that was mismanaged, unfortunately.
Yeah. First couple being those. And it's not our fault. We just talked about it a lot. So, again, I think it was a good thing that you did stay down, and it probably has helped you and probably learned from – I'm not saying it was a mistake, but learn from him knowing that, I think, to do that. So you don't play any other sports, so do you work on basketball year-round?
Is that Yeah. Okay. I played a lot of AAU, and then I played whenever they had a summer league. He was my coach.
Okay, so for example, when will you start back with your AAU after you get done with?
I don't know, really, because I only played on that team for probably 4 or 5 games, and then middle school started, so.
Normally they have a couple months off, usually before they start in March, maybe, something like that. It makes it rough if you do want to play other sports, or if you want to play one, it usually starts when the others get started as well. So it's always a tough call. You got anybody you want to give a big shout out to?
Yeah, my mom and dad and my Nana and Papa.
All right. That sounds like a winner. Who brought you tonight? He bring you?
Yeah.
All right. Can't thank you for bringing you then. Are you one of the leading scorers on the team, or who is?
Yeah, me and Connor.
So you all share the ball well?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I like the way the guys are talking so far.
So collectively as a team, this is for all of you all, collectively as a team, would you say that you all are very unselfish as a team and you just want to make sure you're getting the best shot that you can? Or are some of you all, I don't say ball hogs or anything, but are some of you all like, I'm going to get mine regardless? What do you think? Y'all collectively share and distribute the ball and let everybody get involved in it and let's collectively win? Or you think, or you think you kind of have a, you know, players that are like, I'm going to get mine and I don't care if you get yours?
I don't know, a little bit of both.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Listen, nothing wrong with that.
You got to shoot. If you're a scorer, you have to shoot more.
Yeah.
Yes. That's just how it is. That's why Michael Jordan took more shots than anybody in history of basketball, right? Because he was Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Wasn't a ball hog, just a score, right? That's what we're going to look
at. Yeah, you're exactly right. Perspective.
Perspective. All right. We'll get Josh back in real quick. Thank you, Colton. Get Josh back in here and just kind of tell us a little bit more about what you're looking forward. And now that we've got to meet some of the players, how do you think they did on these interviews here tonight?
I thought they did really well. I was proud of them. They were really nervous about coming in here and doing this, but I thought they spoke real well.
They did, yes.
It's like we tell any group that comes in, we're just talking to you. All you got to do is talk back. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about being on radio or whatever, but it's just kind of a conversation between people, really all it is. What have you learned through these groups coming up and playing?
Well, I think they all kind of spoke on a lot of things that hit to why we've been able to be as successful as we have. I think one big thing, too, if you hear these guys, you've all asked them what their other sports they play are and what their favorite sports are. Not a whole lot of them were basketball. And I think that's big. That's huge to me. I'm a multi-sport guy. I want to see these guys involved in multiple sports. And if they're not, that's not a down thing, because Colton, he's going to continue playing. And then I'll speak on him for just a second in that, you know, he's grown leaps and bounds from last year to this year. And I think a lot of that's based off of what he put in this summer, the work that he put in. And we emphasize that a lot with our players. If you're going to get better and you're going to improve, and this is what you want to do, you got to do the work outside. It can't just depend on the work you're doing in practice. It's got to be extra work outside of practice. And he's really done that. And a lot of these guys have, even in the time that some of them are doing baseball in the off season or soccer, football, they still find that time to fit in basketball when we can. And we do a little extra at the middle school. That's something that hadn't been done a lot in the past. When the season ends, for those that can, we're going to bring them back in. And we played through May through June last year, and then up until the dead period time. So we give them that opportunity to come in and get some extra work too. So
yeah, and it again, I think as a school system, we got to vote all these kids whatever they're playing. But I know coaching perspective, a lot of times the coaches want to pull them away. But I think you and I would agree, it's better they play as many sports as they possibly can to be a well-rounded athlete.
Right.
But in high school, they may have to choose different sports.
Yeah, I think it's more difficult in high school for sure because, I mean, let's just be honest, most sports have become almost year-round with the trainings and and the summer work and different things that they're doing. So I think it does limit you a little bit. You can, I think you can still do two pretty successfully. When you get into three or four, it gets a lot tougher to do at the high school level.
Yeah, we've had maybe, what, one or two three-sport male athletes in the last few years.
Yeah.
There's not many of them anymore. Yeah. I would like to see those a three-sport player again. We just don't see a lot of that.
No.
Of the main three. We see some, maybe some off-sports played. Again, it is big. So, ask Luke a question earlier. Where'd he go?
He's right here.
Oh, I can see him now. Is it hard coaching your son when you're out there, or is it, do you differentiate, you think?
It's not for me. I learned with Zeke. For those that know Zeke, I started coaching him when he was old enough to dribble, and it was tough then because I found myself being harder on him and kind of using him as an example sometimes, which was not fair to him. And it took me a little bit to kind of figure out how to just treat him the same as everybody else. So when I learned to coach him, and so that kind of helped me with coaching Luke. When we come into practice and when it's basketball time, it's coach, not dad.
I heard him say that a while ago.
Yeah. So it's tough. I have to drop the dad during that time and just be coach and treat him like everybody else. And he said I may push him a little harder. That's away from practice.
That's after when you get on the ride home.
But in practices and in games, he gets the same treatment as everybody else. So the hardest part about coaching your kids is you don't get to be dad either. You don't get to sit in the stands and just cheer them on as a dad. So I've gotten to enjoy that a little bit the last couple of years with Zeke. So that's been nice to do.
Well, I tell you what, we've talked about this before with you. I'm glad you're back into coaching. And I got out of it for a little while. I'm glad to see you back in. I think you do a phenomenal job, not just because you're coaching, because of the way you are as a person outside of coaching. So for that, I commend you for everything that you believe in, everything that you do, and I know these kids can't have a better head coach than what you are.
Thank you. Appreciate that. They know my big thing is basketball is not my first priority with them, and we preach this quite a bit. It's about teaching them just to be respectful young men, how to treat people with love and care, and people going to remember you more for the person that you are than what you did on a basketball floor. So that's our biggest thing to preach to these guys. And then the basketball stuff it'll fall in place where it should.
I think you hit bingo.
Well, that's where we talked about. That's just where sports transcends, right? It goes beyond the court, beyond the field. And obviously you're doing that and instilling that character within these kids. And obviously the way that they were well-spoken, as you mentioned, you know, they represented themselves very well.
We heard that in the interview.
Yes.
So you all have done a really good job with that. And I totally 100% agree with what you just said. There's a lot bigger things out there than just playing a game.
Right.
So,
but I'm proud of. I'm proud of the young men they are and everything they've accomplished. It's
accomplishments are out the roof.
Like Kobe said, I want to close with this: be on the lookout for these guys. Even start with the sophomore freshman group down with these guys. It's going to be a fun time for basketball in Powell County again.
So we can look forward to at least the next 6 or 7 years, right?
I think so, for sure. Yeah.
So look forward to the Powell County Pirates going forward because they are getting a good start at the middle school. So. Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll get ready to sign off as well. So, again, our next broadcast will be on January the 6th, Powell County versus Owsley County Boys and Girls Doubleheader at the high school. Wish you guys good luck at the state tournament, and thank you all for coming in.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for coming in. Best of luck and success.
Yeah, and we will like to take this time to thank everybody for listening to us.
We may have one more commercial.
Nope, it's the outro.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
I was making sure we didn't run it first before we had the conversation, so...
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to everyone. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Beware this weekend coming up. You got some major weather coming in, so be careful out there, especially on Friday going forward. So, again, have a great, happy holidays, and we hope to see you guys at the New Year's at the Powell County High School. For Ken Simon, this is Dave Foner saying good night from PCSN Live.
Go Pirates.
Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device. Made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Thank you. for joining us for PCSN Live.
Houston, Kentucky's country, WSKV 104.9 FM.
And on the web
at WSKVFM.com.
Or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Pow County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strike, day or night. So we're here when you need us most, providing emergency care close to home, including the higher levels of heart care.